everyone. Julianne and Chris here, Lunch with the Schiavos.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, so we were driving in the car the other day, and we got to discussing how streets are laid out in cities. And I was telling Chris that I have a problem when there are circular streets versus grid streets. Like a grid street, you know, up, down, left, right, I got it. But circular, all of a sudden, I'm completely lost.
Right, but circular streets have been around for a very long time, so I don't know what the big deal is.
Well, the big deal is, like, if you're in LA, okay, and you pick San Vicente, it curves and it goes through Santa Monica and it, like, gets to the beach. But, like, if you're on 26th Street in Santa Monica or something like that, you could hit San Vicente down by Brentwood. You could hit it down by, you know, Santa Monica. You can hit it. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know where. I get, like, a slightly disconcerted and alarmed when I don't know where, grid street is going to hit a circular street.
Well, I think the reason that you're alarmed is not because of the circles. I think it's because of your driving habits.
What do you mean?
Because you don't like to use GPS.
That's
it's
true.
Like, we have all these amazing tools. We're in the 21st century and you're very into, like, technology, but for some reason you do not like using GPS. You're always like, we're always driving and I'm like, "Hey, we're going here." Particularly if it's a new place. "Hey, we're going to this new place. Let me just set up the old GPS here." And you're like, "Don't do that. Just follow the signs. Just follow the signs." You're like,
Chris likes exact directions. And I'm not kidding. He will use GPS and this is not even an exaggeration. You will use GPS to go about 3 blocks.
I will.
I mean, I've been with him in a car in LA and we're in a really large parking structure and he'll use GPS to get out of the parking structure.
I want to save time. I hate wasting time in the car.
And when you give him directions, he needs to know in feet.
I do. I want it to be efficient. I just want it to be efficient. And I like it when my friend there, you know, the GPS voice is helping me along. And Juliana does not like that.
I like to feel the directions. I like to look at signposts. I like to see signs. And there's huge signs that tell you where to go.
The trouble with following the signs is a lot of times there are no signs. And a lot of times the signs are wrong. I've seen it today. Right down the street, there's a sign, like a street sign with two streets, and it's twisted. So that the wrong street is, and it just bugs me.
He's exact, and I'm just like, yeah, let's just go in that direction.
Yeah. So anyway, we're driving, and I had this problem when we were driving the other day. Noticed this thing with things on the back of your car, like all these like stickers and bumper stickers, and now magnetic stickers, and you know, we do it too now. Now that we're starting to have a family and everything, but I think some people are taking this way too far. Like, they have so much information now on the back of their cars. It's like there's no, you know about them in 30 seconds. You know where to go, kids go to school, how many people are in the family, all this stuff. And it's like,
and you kind of sometimes you know things that you don't want to know.
Exactly.
Like, got drunk in Alabama at the Tex-Alabama, you know, so-and-so.
Yeah, it's not even like good things. It's like, here are some of my vices I want everybody to know.
But keep your hands off my cigarettes and my guns.
But it's also like, you know, when people, you know, come up to me and are like, "Hey, what's going on? What's happening?" I'm like, "Did you read the back of my car?" Like, it's all there, man. I don't have to say it. Just look, a point over there. Talk to me later. It's all there.
Yeah, it shows, like, don't you care about me? I mean, you're not even looking at my bumper or my bumper stickers. But this is something that's very different in the South versus LA. Because
right.
In LA, people tend to, you know, have, like, more expensive cars. Or, I mean, obviously there's people who don't. But, I mean, the bumper sticker thing is really big out here in the South. And it's just not like that in LA. I mean, I've seen it when in the suburbs of LA, the bumper stickers. But, like, it's like everyone has them here. And they're all over the place. They don't worry about does this look aesthetically pleasing.
No, and they don't worry about privacy issues too. It's like, My son's name is Timmy. My cat's name is Fifi. It's like, it's all there. It's like, where's your social security number sticker? I mean, it's like, it's crazy.
We should totally make those for people.
We'd make a lot of money.
We'd make a lot of money. Okay, so you guys, we're out of time, but thank you so much for listening again, and we'll be back tomorrow for Lunch with the Schiavos.
Have a great lunch, guys.
Bye.